Late last week, President Trump told Utah lawmakers that the Bears Ears National Monument, designated in the waning days of the Obama administration, would be downsized. That message is in line with recommendations from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Like Trump, Zinke favors boosting production of oil and gas reserves on federal lands to create jobs and enhance the nation's energy security. It's another pro-industry headline for a secretary touting himself not only as an avid outdoorsman, but a follower of the conservation ideals of the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce looks at how their philosophies stack up.
Pretty much any chance he gets, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke brings up his idol.
And up front, I'm a Teddy Roosevelt guy.
Teddy Roosevelt had the courage 100 years ago. The reorganization is going to be bold and look at just as Teddy Roosevelt did.
And if the manager of most of our federal lands is going to take after anybody, it's hard to find a more appropriate muse.
Roosevelt is generally regarded as the father of the modern conservation movement.
This is Whit Fosberg. He's president and CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
When he was president, he set aside somewhere around 230 million acres of public lands for the future of people forever.
That's larger than the states of Texas and Wyoming combined. It includes 150 national forests, 5 national parks, 51 wildlife refuges, 4 national game preserves, and 18 national monuments. Zinke often pays his respects to that legacy while still pushing the pro-industry line of the Trump administration. Here he is earlier this year at an event called Unleashing American Energy.
Our public lands are unique on this globe. We want to make sure we protect them, cultivate them, but you can use them wisely.
Reporter Michael Doyle covers the interior for E&E News in Washington, D.C. He says that's all part of Zinke's agenda.
Very explicitly part of his agenda to open up the public lands to greater use under the theory that they belong to the public for multiple use.
This is an ideological struggle over public lands that goes back at least to Roosevelt. The country's different land designations, whether national park or wilderness area or whatever, all have different rules. Let's call it a conservation spectrum. On one end, you have multiple use lands, like national forests, that allow timber harvests or energy development, with the understanding those lands will eventually be left in good condition. On the other end of the spectrum would be lands managed for preservation, like national parks, the goal being to keep those places as close to their natural state as possible. Roosevelt believed in that entire spectrum and designated lands accordingly. And in that way, reporter Michael Doyle says Zinke does take after Roosevelt.
Secretary Zinke, he has complicated, nuanced views, even if at the same time, industry is probably going to win more battles in his department than it loses.
Zinke's department recently unveiled a controversial plan to double some entrance fees to help shore up a major budget shortfall for the national parks. Also, he's been jetting around the country visiting parks to increase their exposure. Still, perhaps the most criticized move of the new secretary's tenure has been his recommendations to shrink the size of at least 4 national monuments. If the recent news on Bears Ears is any indication, their recommendations the president intends to follow. The law creating national monuments was signed by none other than Teddy Roosevelt. Here's the Sierra Club's Dan Ritzman.
It's terribly ironic that we have somebody who likes to call up the name and compare himself to Teddy Roosevelt. But the major thing that he has done in his 9 months as Secretary of the Interior is try to undo this act that was signed by Roosevelt and to strip protections away from places that were protected using this act.
Zinke argues the original law says monuments should set aside the smallest amount of land possible to protect sites of national interest. He says the monuments he recommends shrinking do not follow the spirit of that law. However, in his recommendations to President Trump, Zinke also suggests establishing 3 new national monuments. The White House says the president will travel to Utah to make a formal announcement in December. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.